Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis. I'm an Aleph, five lines from the top. Tana Reb Zakei Kamei de Reb Yochanan. Zivech v'kiter v'nisech v'shtachavo belam achad. And he did all of these acts for Avodah Zarah at one time, not remembering that they may not be done. The aloch is enechayev ela achas, because they all emanate from the same Avera of Lois of them. So since they all emanate from the same Avera, the Loch is Yanechayev Alachas. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yochanan told him, Puk Tani Levra, leave the Beis Medrash, I don't agree with you. And the Loch, and he says, Chayev Akolachas V'achas, obviously it is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that he's going to be Chayev a separate Karban Chatas for each Avera separately. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hada Amar Rav Zakai, Hada Rav Zakai, this is what Rav Zakai just taught us, is actually the subject of a machloikis of Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Nosson, the Tanya. We know on Tyre, the Torah says that on Shabbos, we're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos. But then, and malacha means anything, as we know, that was done in the Mishkan, is considered a malacha. And then the good Torah says, "Le'savaru eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom haShabbos." Torah singles out the isser of fire. And the question is, as the Gemara discusses, why was the malacha of Havara singled out? So we have a machlokes, Havara l'lav yotzen, that even though we know that one is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, and b'hasra, he's chayiv skila. If there was no hasra, he's chayiv koris. If it was be shogig, he's chayiv a karban chatos. However, the malacha of havar is different, and it only comes with isalav. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nosson Omer lechalak yatsa. That the reason that why the Torah singled out havara is because for havara. It, to say that we know that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos, and for each malacha, yechayiv separately. And as the Rishonim explain, one of the ways that we learn a psukim is davashayim and a klal, something that was part of a group, yotzim and a klal, and then it was singled out, loy lelamed al atzma yotzah, it wasn't just singled out for itself, el lamed a klal kula yotzah, it was singled out to teach us what's relevant to an entire rule. And therefore, the Malacha Havara was singled out to teach us that just like Yechayiv for Havara separately, so too Yechayiv for each Malacha that you violate on Shabbos separately. So Gemara makes its point. L'mandamah Havara l'lav yotzah. According to the Mandamah, that when we see Havara was singled out, it's to teach us that it only comes with a Chiyiv lav. We're going to say the same thing when the Torah singled out bowing down to Avodah Zarah with the pasuk of Lois Hashtach V'lehem V'lois Avdeim. What the Torah means to tell us is that Yechayiv only L'lav Yotzah, that there's only a Chiyiv Lav for violating Hashtach V'lehem. And it won't be like the other Averis, like the other acts for Avodah Zarah that come with Skila, Kareis, Chatis. According to Mandama Havar l'chalak yotze shtachavah, Nami, the point of the shtachavah is that Yechayiv, it's l'chalak yotze, that for every act Yechayiv separately. So when we began the shiur today by discussing the situation where somebody did a number of avoidus for avoidus zara, the way we're going to be able to understand that Gemara now is, how do we look at the fact that the Torah singled out shtachavah? Do we look at it as a proof that you chayiv for each one separately, or not like what Rav Zakai told us? Or does it mean just that there's only a law for shtachavah? Mask of law, Rav Yosef, to which Rav Yosef counters, Dilma, at kan lekom Rav Yosef hasam havar l'lav yotza, by Hilchus Shabbos, where the Torah single out havara, that's where Rav Yosef said that the point was that it's only a chayiv lav. The nafgalei, because he says to teach us that you chayiv for each melacha separately, I don't need that limud of havara l'lav yatzav. Because the Torah, when it speaks about somebody, chilik melachas, that you chayiv for each melacha separately, we learn when the Torah speaks about doing an aver b'shoigik, which normally comes with a chiv kaber chatos, the pasuk says v'osa mi'achas mehena, and Tanya. And the Gemara, the Brisa, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph teaches us, Rabbi Yossi Omrim, what do we learn from that pasuk? The Osam Achs Mahayna, Pomim, somebody could do many Averis, and you'll only be Chayiv Achas Al Kulam, you'll be Chayiv one Karban Chatas for all of the Averis you violated. Pomim Chayiv Kol Achs V'Achas, sometimes you Chayiv for each one separately. Vam Rabbi Yossi, how do we understand what Rabbi Yossi has taught us? The Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'osam achas mehenam, achas me'achas." Sometimes you're going to have a situation, and the Gemara is going to explain this. Achas me'achas. Sometimes you're going to have a situation of one. Sometimes you have hena mehena. Then you have sometimes a situation achas shehena, and sometimes you have a situation of hena she'achas. And the Gemara explains, achas. What does achas mean? Where somebody had in mind to write the word Shimon on Shabbos, which is certainly a full-fledged chil Shabbos. Me'achas, what does me'achas come to teach us? That he had in mind to write Shem Mishimon. So even though he wanted to write the Shem, but he wanted to write Shimon, but Shem, the two letters Shem are a full-fledged word. So Shem Mishimon will also be considered chil Shabbos. Hena means that if you violated an av melacham, which are the exact melachas that were done in the Mishkan. Mehena comes to teach us about the toldos, that we know when we speak about melachas Shabbos, the avos are what actually happened in the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishkan. The toldos are anything that are similar to the avos. Achas shehena is zodin Shabbos. The person knew that it was Shabbos when he did what he was doing, but he didn't know that what he was doing is a melacha that may not be done in Shabbos. Heina she'achas, shigiga Shabbos, v'zodin melachas. On the contrary, that he knew that these things, what he are doing are melachas, but he didn't realize that today is Shabbos. And therefore, as all the Rishonim explain, the chi of karban chatos is connected to what was your mistake. So when somebody did not realize that today is Shabbos, so all of his mistakes just emanated from one same place. The mistake emanated from the fact that he doesn't know Shabbos. It's today's Shabbos. He forgot that today is Shabbos. Once he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, so everything he did is all really based on one error, that he didn't know today's Shabbos. When a person knew it's Shabbos, but he didn't realize that each of the individual melachas that he was doing is a melacha, so each mistake is a separate mistake, not realizing that this is a melacha. And therefore, there he'll be chayiv, in that case, he'll be chayiv for each melacha separately. So that's how that pasuk learned. And that's how Rabbi Yosef is able to learn all of these halachas about when you chayiv multiple karban chatas and when you're not, from that pasuk. Aval hachab, but when we speak about avodah zarah, the nafkalei chilk melachas meduchta achriti, we don't have another source to teach us that for every melacha, for every act that you did for avodah zarah, you chayiv a separate karban chatas. We must say the kul alma, that everybody will agree, that ashtachavah, the why did the Torah single out the ashtachavah? Not to tell us l'lav yotza, that it's only a lav, but of course, because we say l'chalak yotza, and here the Rishonim, again, give a very nice explanation. We have the two limudim that we could learn from the fact that ashtachavah was singled out. We could learn it, that's l'chalak yotza, that it's here to separate into separate lavin, and we can learn the lav yotza, that it's here to teach us a lav. So as we approach these options,
The rule is that when we can learn l'kula or we can learn l'chumra, we learn l'chumra. The chumra is to say l'chalak yotza. But in a case like Shabbos, says Rabbi Yossi, I can't say that's l'chalak, because I already know, based on what we just learned, that it's l'chalak. Mat must be the purpose of the Torah singling out havara, l'lav, that it's only a lav. But when we speak about avodah zara, so there we don't have a limud of l'chalak yotza that's coming to separate. So here we have an option. Should we learn it l'chalak yotza? Should we learn it l'lav yotza? We're going to learn it l'chalak yotza because that's a chumrah. And since we don't have another place to learn l'chalak yotza, that's where everybody will agree that that is the purpose of the Torah singling out Hishtachaval. Maskala, Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks on what Rav Abba just taught us, Dilma, not kind like come Rav Yosef Hossam, Havar Lilav Yotza, the Nafkala, I'm sorry, says the Gemara, Aval Hocha, the Loi Nafkala Chilk Malachas Meduch Tachrina, Kul Amma Hishtachaval Lachalik Yotza. Ask the Gemara, Chilk Malachas Tavaris Kachavim, but why, just like we had the Pasuk that we read, V'osam Achas Mehena, and as we said, that the Pasuk Achas Mehena is not speaking about any specific subject. It's speaking about someone who violated an Avera V'shoigig. So why don't we say that just like we applied that Pasuk to Hilchos Shabbos, why don't we apply that Pasuk to Avodah Zarah? And typically, and we could learn that Ma'achas Mehena, that we're going to learn from the Pasuk of Ma'achas Mehena, Achas, and how will we interpret that Pasuk to apply it to Avodah Zarah? Achas means when somebody did a Zvicha, somebody shechted an animal for Avodah Zarah. Me'achas means that he only shechted a Simen Echad, that even though we know to slaughter an animal, to be able to eat that animal, we have to cut both simonim. As far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, that shechting even one simon will be enough to be considered that you oivid Avodah Zarah. Why? So one explanation I saw is because in certain places, shechting one simon is enough by a bird. Another explanation is because since Avodah Zarah, as far as eating, so we can't eat from an animal until both simonim are cut. Here, the animal's not being slaughtered for the purpose of eating. The animal's being slaughtered for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. And the Shechita shows that respect to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, even one simon is showing that act of respect that is considered Avodah Zarah. Hena speaks about the Avos, the main avodas that were done for Avodah Zarah, Zibuch, Kito, Nisach, Hashtachavah. Hena is referring to Toldus. What would be a Toldus? Shava Makal Lefanel. If somebody broke a stick in front of Avodah Zarah. And why is that considered a Toldus? So the most Rishonim explain that breaking a stick is similar to Shechita. Just like by Shechita you cut the neck. Here, breaking the stick is considered like an act of shechita. That is the way Rashi learns. Other Rishonim explain that this is the way that they used to worship the Avodah Zarah with a stick. Achashi Hena, Zodna Avodah Kachavim Veshigigas Avodah. The person knows that you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, but he didn't know these particular acts that he was doing were considered acting Avodah Zarah. Hena she'achas shigigas avodas kachavim sidin avodas. Mara will explain that in a moment. But the point that we're learning, that the Gemara said now, that the Gemara attempted to say that everybody will agree that hashtachavo l'chalik, we need the pasuk that the Torah singles out hashtachavo v'avodas zara to teach us that yichai for every act separately. Says the Gemara, I don't need it for that purpose because I can learn that from Asam Achas Mehena, and therefore we'll say Hishtachavah L'lav Yotza. Says the Gemara, Hayshigas Avodas Kachavim. This example that the Gemara said about Shigas Avodas Kachavim, which the Gemara called it Shidgas Avodah Zarah for Zodan Avodos, ask them Rahechi Domini, what was meant with that? Ika Savar, Besa Knesset, who, if the person thought that he was bowing down to Shul, Vishtach Veloi, then what he did is there's nothing wrong with what he did. Hare Libel Shemaim. Ella, the Chaza and Drata, he saw a statue, Vesagalei, and he bowed down to it. So again, says the Gemara, Ikabalei, if when bowing down to the statue, he accepted it as a god, so Mezahu, that's a full-fledged Avodah Zarah. Be like Kabbalah, and if he didn't have any of that intention, he just thought that he's showing honor to the king, Lav Kulamhu, it's not Avodah Zarah. Ella, why are we going to say that what Shigas Avodah Zarah, Zodan Avodah, must be a case of Mehavah V'yira. We worshipped Avodah Zarah, Mehavah V'yira. Says the Gemara, this goes back to the machloikis that we discussed extensively in our previous year. So, hanich labai damer, according to Abai's opinion, is that I have a yiri chayiv chatas. Okay. Ela rava damer potter, the rava says that you potter by have a yira, mayikil amemer. So, we can't say that that's what it possibly means. Ela says the Gemara, it means when a person was oimer mutter. When a person didn't know that you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, he wasn't aware that the Torah prohibits us to worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore his shaygig was both on the issue that he doesn't know Avodah Zarah's asur, and he also doesn't know that what he did is considered an act of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, since his entire mistake emanates from one mistake, as we've been learning in our shir, and that is the mistake that he thinks Avodah Zarah's mutter, and that's why the Gemara wants to say you'll only be chayiv one karmachatis. So ask the Gemara, this should be an answer to a question, the boy mene Rava Rav Nachman. The Rava asked Rav Nachman, in a case, shalom zevzeh, when it's on Shabbos, and somebody did not know that these are malachis. He didn't know what malachis are also on Shabbos, and he didn't know what malachas are also. He didn't know what he's doing is a malacha. Mahu. Do we say he's going to be chayiv for each malacha separately? Or the fact that he did not know that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos is all one mistake. So again, he knows the Shabbos, but he didn't know that Shabbos means not doing malacha. And then he didn't know that these are malachas. So how do we look at that mistake? Do we say that it's one mistake? He didn't know what are the malachas on Shabbos, that malachas are also on Shabbos, or is it individual mistake for each malacha separately? So that's the same as this case of Avodah Zarah. And when the Gemara asked that question, the Gemara didn't have an answer. But based on the way we're learning now by Avodah Zarah, shouldn't this be a proof? Tivshat de'enechai ve'la'achas, says the Gemara. So the fact that it isn't that way isn't an indication that pasuk is not speaking about Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, Halei Kasha. Tifshit, if you're going to say that pasuk is also speaking about Avodah Zarah, and therefore that pasuk will be able to answer our question, when somebody didn't know that malachas at all are also in Shabbos, and therefore he certainly didn't know that each individual malacha is a malacha, he'll be chayiv only one, fine. So why is that a problem? Says the Gemara, but now the Gemara still goes back. So we want to say that the pasuk of Asam Achs Mehena is being interpreted regarding Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Mi Motzus Mukvus Lahani Kro Vavaris Kachavim, is it correct to be able to apply that pasuk to Avodah Zarah? Dilo Hocha, by a person who does an Aveira, B'shay Yiksib B'Mashiach Par, as we discussed in our previous year, the regular karmachatas is brought by a regular individual who did an aveira. But if the kohen, who is the kohen gadol, does an aveira, he brings a parfel chatas. A regular person brings a kisba, a kohen gadol brings a par, a nasi brings a soir, and a yachid brings a kisba of a sira. When we spoke about Avodah Zarah, we learned in our previous shir that v'shavin shechayv k'masira k'yachid, that there is no difference between a kohen gadol and a yochid if the kohen gadol rachmana tzlan worshipped Avodah Zarah. And therefore, this pasuk that speaks about the regular karma chatos, when we speak about the regular karma chatos, it's a carbon that only applies to the yochid, but it's not the carbon that applies to Kohen Gadol. That is true by all Averis, but it's not true by Avodah Zarah. So that pasuk that is speaking about a carbon that is different by a yochid versus a Kohen Gadol cannot be talking about Avodah Zarah, because by Avodah Zarah, the Kohen and the yochid is the same. And now says the Gemara, the Suli Midi. And this is irrefutable. There's nothing more to say about this. Says the Gemara, Kasa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. When Shmuel by Yehuda came from Etzesol to Bavel, Omar, Hachitane Kamei. This is the way Rav Zakkai taught in front of Yochanan. Chayme b'Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs. In one way, Shabbos is stricter than all other Averis. Chayme b'Shar Mitzvah b'Shabbos. In another way, other Mitzvah Averis are stricter than Shabbos. Chaimer b'Shabbos, Shabbos also stayin b'helam echad, the chayva kolachas v'achas. I'm also going to explain this in a moment. Ma'ashenke b'Shar Mitzvahs. Chaimer b'Shar Mitzvahs, sh'b'Shar Mitzvahs shogag b'loy miskavin, if you didn't aveiru without kavono, chayv, ma'ashenke b'Shabbos. And the Gemara analyzes what this b'raisa means to say. Amamam, chaimer b'Shabbos, sh'Shabbos also stayin. But you did two melachos. Bel mechad chayiv shtayim. What does that mean? Heichidami ilayim the avik tzira v'tchina. If you did the act of tzira on Shabbos and the melach of tchina, so gav shah b'shav mitzvahs. So why is this different than any other averus? If somebody ate chaylev, achal chaylev, and somebody ate dam, which are two separate averus, hocha and Shabbos when you did two distinct melachos, tarti mechayiv, for hocha. And when somebody ate two foods that are totally different, Averis, Chayiv and Dam, Tarti Mechayiv, you'll be Chayiv to Karban Chatas. Elo, Gabi Shah Mitzvah Tein Chayiv, Elo Achas Heichidami. What will be the case? Dachal Chayiv, Chayiv. The person ate Chayiv today, and he ate Chayiv tomorrow, and in between, he never became aware that one is not allowed to eat Chayiv. So he's only going to bring only one karma chatas. So ask the Gemara, the Kavasaga b'Shabbos. So let's think about Hilcha Shabbos as well. Avak tzira v'ktzira. If somebody did ktzira in twice, but without becoming aware between those two acts, that you're not allowed to do ktzira. So says the Gemara, Hocha chadam mechayiv, and Hocha mechayiv. That in both cases, you only be chayiv one. So what is meant when you said Chaimer b'Shabbos mimishab averis, and that says the Gemara is what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he told Rabbi Zakkai puk tani levra, take your brisa outside the Beis Medrash. It's incorrect, says the Gemara. My kasha, I'm not understanding. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is defending Rabbi Zakkai. I'm not understanding Rabbi Yochanan's question on what Rabbi Zakkai taught us. Dalam la'im alach davik tzir v'tchinam, and yechayiv for two. Mash enke b'sham mitzvahs, asum avodas kachavim. By avodas kachavim, if you did two different acts, Rav Ami, the halacha will be the Amar Rav Ami ziva v'kitav v'nisach b'halam mecher en chayiv alachas. Why? Because the Torah said loisa of them, it's all one lav. So by Shabbos, each malacha is considered a separate karma chatas, whereas there it's only one in the beginning, one chatas. Says the Gemara. So now that brisa is very understandable. So again, the Gemara is saying that the brisa that Rabbi Yochanan did not like, the Rabbi Zakkai taught, was the brisa that said that Shabbos is more severe in some ways than other averus, and vice versa. And the Gemara had no way of explaining that brisa. And that's why the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said regarding that brisa, puk tani levra, this brisa must be incorrect. It's not necessarily incorrect, because when you compare Shabbos to Avodah Zarah, the brisa is most understandable. By Shabbos, you'll be chayiv for each melacha individually, and whereas by Avodah Zarah, since the Torah combines them with loisa of them, you will not be. Says the Gemara, it's a great way of understanding that brisa, suggests the Gemara, but it's difficult to apply to say that the brayse that we just learned that starts on the top of this amid is speaking about avodah zara, the Tani Sefer, because let's continue learning the brayse. The brayse said chaim b'sham mitzvus, that other mitzvahs are stricter in a certain respect versus Shabbos. Shabbos mitzvahs shogim b'loy miskaven by all other averus. If you didn't have kavana to do the melacha, the yichayiv. Whereas by Shabbos you're potter because, as we're going to learn, you need melachas on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara. For Shabbos we understand why you're potter, because melachas machshavas. And if you didn't have any kavana, it's not melachas machshavas. But now, if we're saying that this price is referring to avodah zarah, so ask the Gemara, shogi b'loy miskaven b'avodah kachom hechidami. Try to help me understand what is the example of shogi b'loy miskaven b'avodah kachom. Itik sover, if it's referring to a situation, the basic necessity, that this is a basic, and a person knows it's a basic necessity, that v'shtach v'loy, he thought it's a basic necessity, and then he bowed down to it. So then he didn't do anything wrong. Libel Shemayim. Ella, we're going to say it's the Chaza and Drata. They saw a statue. With a Sagalei, and he bowed down to it. And let's understand, asked the Gemara. If he accepted this as an Avodah Zara, so Mezerhu, he's a full-fledged Avodah Zara. And if he didn't accept it as a God, Laf Klumhu. Ella will say that speaking about a half of a year. So again, says the Gemara. Hanich Labayim, according to the Pinei Abayi that we learned, that says Yechayiv when you worship Avodah Zara Mahav of a Yira, fine. So that's how we'll explain the case of Avodah Zara in that Braisa. Ella Rav Dama Potter, that a half of a Yira, we learned Rashi says a half of a Yira means out of love of a human being, out of fear of a human being, is Potter Mayakal Amemer. Ella, we're going to say that we're talking about I'm a Mutter, that the person thought that you're allowed to worship Avodah Zara. Says the Gemara, and he's going to be chayiv one kamachatis for that mistake of not knowing that you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Masha ain't came to Shabbos, that you're going to say that by Shabbos you'll be potel gamri. Says the Gemara, at kanleib kaboy minei ravim rav nachman, as we learned early in the shir, helam zev zeh. When a person doesn't know that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, and he also doesn't know these individual malachas are malachas. So we learned earlier in our shir, are you only going to be chayiv one chattis or for each malacha separately? Ella ilachiyuv chada ilachiyuv tarti. Are you going to be chayiv for each malacha only one or only one chattis? But potter legamri lekam andami. There was nobody that suggested you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara. So why can't we interpret that brisa? Says the Gemara. So that's the question. Why we can't explain the Sefer when we're contrasting Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. My kusha. So the Gemara is saying, Rav Zakkai taught us this Braisa. The Gemara wanted to suggest that the Braisa is speaking about Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah. And if the Braisa is speaking about Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara said earlier, the ratio of the Braisa is most understandable. And if the ratio of the price is most understandable, so we now have a question, why was Rabbi Yochanan dissatisfied with the price? And he said, what should happen is, asked the Gemara, that we should say that the problem is, however, we have, if we're saying that the Braisa is speaking about Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara just explained, we have no way of understanding the Sefer of the Braisa. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan was dissatisfied with the Braisa. Says the Gemara, why should that be a reason for Rabbi Yochanan to be dissatisfied with the Braisa? My kusha, the Malaylam Emloch Reshus Avodah Kachavim. The Reshus is speaking about Avodah Zarah, like the Gemara was successful in explaining. The Sefer speaking about not Avodah Zarah, rather it's talking about Shaar Mitzvahs. And what is the case? Shog B'Lei Miskaven, the Kesavar, there was non-kosher chaylev in front of this person, and the person ate it, and the Sav Huraku Bala, he thought it's just saliva. That the Aloch is that Masha'enke B'Shabbos the Potter, which now the Gemara teaches us a new category of a mistake. And the new category of mistake that we're learning now is misasik. The halacha is the skamel hanicha lagbias atolish v'chatos v'mechubar. There's a vegetable on the floor, and this person wanted to pick up the vegetable, assuming that it's detached, and there's nothing wrong with picking up a detached vegetable, and he ends up taking up a vegetable that's attached. That's not a shogeg even. That's a misasik. But when you ate something, even though you had no idea it's not kosher, and you did it misasik yechayiv. Why? Because a new law that Rav Nachman teaches us. The Rav Nachman Shmuel, Tavam misasik b'chalavim u'barayis. If somebody ate something not kosher or had an improper relation, even if he was misasik, that means he was intending to have relations. Wasn't intending to have relations at all, or he's having relations with his wife, and it turns out that she's a nido, she's an erva. He was eating something they thought is kosher, and it ends up being not kosher. He's still chayif. Shenaken nena. Whereas, however, when we speak about Shabbos potter, because melachas machshavah sasur Torah. So now we have a great way of explaining the second part of the brisa. By chaylev and arayis, you're going to be chayif for misasik. However, by everything else, by Shabbos, you won't be misasik. And that was what the brisa meant to contrast, that by other averis, we're stricter than we are by Shabbos in this aspect, in the aspect of misasik. Why, indeed, why is the halacha stricter by misasik of chalovim and arayis versus all other averis? So the Asfan the Reiser of Yosef Engel says a beautiful explanation. By all other averis, what is the avera? The avera is that you did something that you weren't supposed to do. But if you did the avera in a fashion of misasik, so you didn't have any intention to do what you're doing. The best example I always give is if somebody accidentally is standing in his house and he's standing in a place and he bends down or he bends backwards and he causes the light to go on. That's called a misasik. There was absolutely no intention to do it. And since by Shabbos, and frankly by most averis, the issue is what I intended to do. I had no intention, so I'm potter. Whereas when we speak about chalovim and arayis, there it's very different. By chalov and arayis, what is the avera? The benefit. So when somebody ate something not kosher, with zero intention to eat something not kosher, but at the end he enjoyed the non-kosher food. When somebody had absolutely no intention to do it or have forbidden relations, but he had it, and he benefited, and he enjoyed it, that's why it's chai, because the avera is the enjoyment. And this is the way all the Rishonim, the Achronim and Rishonim explain a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that somebody ate matzah on Pesach, misasik. He didn't realize he's eating matzah, but he ate matzah. He ate a kazayis matzah. He fulfilled the mitzvah of eating matzah. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, somebody without any intention is sitting in shul or walking by a shul, and he hears them blowing the shofar, he's not yotze. So how do we understand the Rambam? Here the Rambam says that you're not yotze the mitzvah by shofar, and by Pesach he says you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah. The answer is very simple. By matzah, which is a mitzvah of eating, the way you fulfill the mitzvah is by enjoying the matzah. And you enjoyed the matzah. You ate the matzah. The fact that you had zero intention to eat matzah doesn't change the fact that you ate it. By shofar, it's like every other mitzvah. There you have to have kavanah. And if you don't have kavanah, you aren't fulfilling the mitzvah. And to the degree that I saw that Achronim ask a question, what's going to be if somebody made a bris milah and he had zero intention to do the mitzvah, but the child had a bris milah? So do we say that without kavana, it's like the tekiyah shofar that the Rambam spoke about, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah that the child should have a bris milah, and this child had a bris milah? The other question will be, will somebody who ate matzah in such a fashion make a bracha? Not the bracha of the mitzvah, but the brichas hanenin, because on one hand he enjoyed it, but he had no intention. The interesting question that also comes up is matzah, is that you ate it and you enjoyed it. But we also know that we have to eat maror on Pesach. So maror, by definition, is something that's bitter. How do we understand eating something that's bitter? Do we understand eating something as bitter as something that is that you have to feel the bitterness? Just like by the matzah, you have to feel the matzah. Here, you have to feel the bitterness. And therefore, your yotze, even if you had no intention to eat the maror. Or do we say mis'asik b'chalov and b'rayis, you consider an aveir because you enjoyed what you eat. But when you're eating something which there is absolutely no enjoyment, then the halacha would be that you're not going to be considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah without intention to fulfill the mitzvah. The Sha'as Tshuvas Achiezer asks that the pasuk says, and from here we learn that we're not allowed to ask a katan to do malacha for us on Shabbos. So ask Rav Chaim Oizen, the Sha'as Tshuvas Achiezer, why should we need, there's an issa sphere be yadayim. We're never allowed to ask a katan to do an aveira on our behalf. Since we're never allowed to ask a katan to do aveira on our behalf, what does the Torah have to single out Hilchos Shabbos that we're not allowed to ask a katan? So Chaim Briska says that we're learning that Shabbos is stricter, Hamachal Shabbos kilo oved avodah zarah, and therefore that even though that when it comes to Shabbos there is a difference in how we look at aveiros, and that's very much part of what we learned in our shir of Chaimer b'Shabbos, that there's a difference on how we look at Shabbos than we look at all other aveiros. And therefore, yes, by all aveiros, we're not allowed to have a katan do an aveira. But Shabbos is special because of the strictness that Shabbos represents. This distinction that we learned, that we distinguish between Masasik b'chalovim v'arayis, where you're enjoying it, and therefore it's a stricter situation than other aveiros, is also a very interesting, and there's a point in certain mitzvahs and aveiros, it's your enjoyment that is what is taken into consideration. So there's a very interesting discussion that we know that you can make a shliach to do a mitzvah. So why in certain mitzvahs can you not appoint a shliach? For example, one cannot appoint a shliach to put on tefillin on his behalf. Why for certain mitzvahs, if I need to have bedikas chametz done, I could ask a shliach to do the mitzvah, whereas when it comes to putting on tefillin, I can't ask a shliach to put on the tefillin on my behalf. Why is there such a difference? So Rav Chaim Briska, using the concepts of our shiur today, explains it. Just like we find by aveiros, the aveiros is your personal enjoyment versus the act. By mitzvahs also, there are two types of mitzvahs. Sometimes we look at the outcome, and sometimes it's your doing the mitzvah, which is the mitzvah. In a mitzvah where the outcome is what we're looking for, we need the house to be cleaned for Pesach, to be checked for chametz for Pesach. There the halacha is that one person could do the mitzvah on behalf of another person. But when the mitzvah is just like by eating, that somebody can't eat for me, the mitzvah is that I have to do the mitzvah, in such a case, as I can't have a shliach do the mitzvah on my behalf. So getting back to our shir, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan was dissatisfied with the brisa that Rabbi Zakkai taught us. And the Gemara said that we assumed that the brisa that Rabbi Yochanan was dissatisfied with was the brisa that compares the halacha of Shabbos versus other, and the Gemara now is able to explain that brisa. The first part was about Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah, and the second part was Shabbos versus by the halacha of Shabbos and Masasik versus everything else. So why is Rabbi Yochanan dissatisfied with this brisa? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, because we have Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, the Loi Metukim Masnaisa. He never accepted that a brisa should be explained reisha b'chatama, the sefer b'chatama. That the reisha of the brisa and the sefer of the brisa should not be talking about the same circumstances. Because we find the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Aleph Amun Aleph, the Rav Yochanan says, the man of Metagam Li Chavis, Alib Da Hatana, we learned there a brisa regarding somebody who asked somebody else to watch his pitcher. And the first part of the brisa and the second part of the brisa cannot be consistent. And he said, if somebody, Rabbi Yochanan would say, if somebody can be able to explain it in a consistent manner, that the entire brisa is following the opinion of one Tana, Mavlina Mani Besrevis Masusa, I'll carry his clothing to the bathhouse, which would be a sign that I consider him my Rebbe, that I am a Talmud of his. And Rabbi Yochanan was unsuccessful in finding somebody. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is very strict about consistency. And therefore, just like there, the lack of consistency bothered him. Here too, saying that the Reish is talking Shabbos Avodah Zarah, the Seif is talking about Shabbos versus other Averis, that's not Avodah Zarah. That inconsistency made him believe that this Braisa, Puk Tana Levra, that this Braisa is incorrect.